Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Andre Chapon. Brian Kelly's legal team has filed a lawsuit against LSU in an effort to get the school to pay the former Tigers football coach the full buyout of $54 million. Wilson Alexander is covering the story for the Advocate newspaper and says the suit claims that LSU is telling Kelly he has not been formally terminated and they will seek to fire him for cause.
They are still continuing to just pay him. And because it has not been formally done in writing, they think that he has not necessarily been formally terminated.
If LSU can prove they fired Kelly for cause, then they would not owe Kelly the full $54 million buyout. LSU interim head coach Frank Wilson says he is hopeful for junior linebacker Whit Weeks' return to the field after he has missed the last two games due to a bone bruise.
I'm uncertain right now. Probably hopeful without medically using the term doubtful or whatever, but he was in great spirits. He's eager. He wants to be back out there, but we won't put him out there until he can protect himself and play at the level that allows him to be elite.
LRN.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
The suspensions of seven UL Lafayette football players for their roles in Saturday's postgame brawl with Texas State players are not sitting well with Dave Schultz, the host of the Locked On Sun Belt podcast. Schultz notes that it was the Texas State players who started the fight, but the Cajuns got the brunt of the suspensions, including senior safety Tyree Skipper, who was suspended for the rest of the season. Schultz says Sun Belt Commissioner Keith Gill gave no explanation in how he decided which players to suspend and for how long, including Skipper's suspension for the rest of the season. And he says Gill owes the players, the coaches, the schools, and the fans more details.
Why doesn't Keith Gill go on Zoom and say, this is what we saw, this is what our investigation turned up, and this is why we're doing it?
LSU senior cornerback Mansoor Delane has been named as a semifinalist for the 2025 Bednarik Award, which is awarded to the best defensive college football player of the year. Delane has 37 tackles, 8 pass breakups, and 1 interception this season. LRN Sports, I'm Andre Champagne.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
You do what's required and asked of you to represent our university.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, man.
The recruits.
Show some passion and some heart.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
We're all in to finish what we've started.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
What a privilege. I mean, you get to represent LSU.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Boudreaux's Electrical Services. Sunshine Quality Solutions. Super Chevy Dealers. And Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Andre Champagne and our host, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gildo.
Three great players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Welcome back to hour number two of Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo, News and Sports Director of Louisiana Radio Network, along with Todd Horn and Glenn Gilbo from Tiger Rag Magazine, and Andre Champagne, our producer. Coming up a little bit later on, Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, as we'll talk a little bit about Saturday afternoon's game, between LSU and Arkansas. Yeah, you're right about that. 11:45 kickoff. Oh, boy. All right, let's get to baseball talk as the Tigers had another one of their scrimmages or 18-inning exhibition games. They played Southeastern this past Sunday. LSU won the first game 7-2, won the second game 2-1. And Jay Johnson joins us now. And Coach Johnson, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing well. We're doing well. Well, before we get into asking you some questions, the trip to the White House. First of all, let's hear a little bit of what you had to say at the White House when the team was recognized for its 2025 national championship.
It's an honor. It's an honor of a lifetime to be in the house of the greatest country in the world. And
these guys had to do it on the field to make that happen, but we're here because of your efforts. And to have Louisiana so well represented by you two is outstanding. We are the college baseball capital of the world for 2025. Well represented in Washington as well.
Good stuff. Well said there, Coach. How was that experience?
Yeah, it wasn't quite as cool as actually winning the championships on the field, but it was probably the next coolest day of my entire life. It was amazing.
Jay, when is LSU playing LSU Shreveport? Trump setting it up, right? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, I think he said we were going to play at the Nationals ballpark and he was going to pay for it and all that. So, it was great to be up there with them. What a season they had, and really cool experiences for all the players on both teams.
Well, Jay, what were some of the cool things you remember, like, that wasn't on camera, or, you know, just being with the players on the trip and hanging around and stuff? What was that like for the kids?
Yeah, it was amazing. I think more than anything, just being back together was awesome, and going on kind of one more trip together, because you win the national championship, you have the great celebration here, and the draft was shortly after that, and a lot of guys, you know, bounced out of town for their seasons and had their successes. So it was great just to be around each other, and I mean, they did it well. I mean, with the government shut down, which is not a good thing, but for that day it was a cool thing. Like, we had the entire U.S. Capitol building to ourselves, and, you know, got a chance to see all of that behind the scenes. They had a great lunch for us, and then I'm a big United States and history guy, so actually walking in the White House was pretty crazy. And then I remember having to do an interview on TV on, I think it was Fox News, outside the White House, and you see it in the background when you watch it play back. It's like, holy cow, I've been watching these my entire life. And then meeting President Trump, you know, for the first time. I mean, the first thing he said to me is like, Coach, that Ohtani, do you have anybody on your team as good as him? And I said, we have some really good players, Mr. President, but no, sir, we don't have anybody as good as him.
He knows sports. He definitely follows sports. He's pretty knowledgeable of that.
No doubt.
Well, Coach, let's talk about what's been going on in the diamond. What has impressed you the most about your team as you've moved through fall ball here?
Yeah, I like a couple things. I think we transitioned well from all of that. I really wanted those players to celebrate that accomplishment. But while we are, because we're not quite done yet, going through our fall training, they've had great attention and focus on improving and developing our team for this year. And the returners have set a good foundation for new players, and we're about 50-50 as far as returners and new players this year. So it's been a productive fall. I think our two outside games were good. If you ask me, something I thought was real positive is we played two different styles of winning baseball in Biloxi. It was, wind was blowing out, very offensive day. We hit a bunch of homers and scored a lot of runs. And then Sunday at Southeastern against a really, really good pitching staff, like, watch out for that team this year. But the wind was blowing in a billion miles an hour. You could have hit it four times and not hit it out to center or to left field. And we're able to, you know, get some free bases, play airless baseball for 18 innings and be successful in a different style of play. So I think I probably like that as a team that can win any type of game. And that's something we pride ourselves on.
Hey, Coach, this is Andre. I just wanted to ask you, your catchers have been hitting the heck out of the ball, to say the least, in Omar, Cade, and Eddie. Do you expect to play multiple this year like you usually do? And what, I know I don't want you to give too many cards away too early, but what do you expect to see from those guys this season?
Yeah, I think at that position you have to, and I think you definitely have to this year because there's great offensive potential in all those guys, and if you run one guy into the ground defensively, it typically takes away their offensive output or their productivity. So we don't want to do that. Right now, as far as just the catching position, Cade is clearly the leader. He's had a terrific fall, both offensively and defensively. He's leading our team and our quality at bat metric right now. He's number one. Derek Curiel is number two. He's had an outstanding fall. He's caught extremely well. And then Omar Serna has unbelievable talent and tools. You know, when he drives the ball the other way at times, it reminds you of Tommy White a little bit, you know, and think he's got a great future here. You know, definitely will catch a bunch, and you know, have a say in some of that DH, you know, deal that we're still trying to figure out at this point in time. He's a really, really talented player. Yeah, and Eddie got a big hit the other night. I think he had the game-winning RBI against Southeastern, and he's a great leader on our team and has done a nice job this fall too. So feel good about that position as we sit here today.
Talking to Jay Johnson here on Tiger Rag Radio. Jay, Paul Skenes is likely to win the Cy Young tomorrow. He's considered a favorite going in. How cool will that be for you, and what could that do for the program?
Well, I mean, I love Paul. I think you talk about a life-changing and program, you know, altering player. He's the definition of that. And he's such a good representative of himself, of his family, of LSU baseball, that you want nothing but the very best for him. And it's so great that he's so awesome. Like, I don't know the intricacies of it, but I don't see how he doesn't win it based on the season that he had and the performances that he had, and just obviously really pulling for him and happy for him and his success. And yeah, we're proud to be a part of that. And, you know, part of me still thinks I'm crazy for not letting him hit during that season, because he would have hit 25 to 30 home runs had he played a full season. But I think for him, his future, and it manifested itself in the national championship that year. I think we made a good decision for everybody there.
Talking with LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson. Go ahead, Todd.
Jay, you know, talking about Paul Skenes, talking about the brand that is LSU and him being such a great ambassador, and you being such a great ambassador, how have you discussed or dealt with the situation with Coach Kelly and the football program over the last 2 weeks with your team, or has it come up?
Yeah, I don't think we've talked about it a whole lot. I think I've been asked about it, you know, a few times. And, you know, first off, as a coach, I never want to see anybody, you know, lose their job. I mean, it's a tough profession and all of those types of things. And, you know, Coach Kelly was very nice to me in his time here, and wish him nothing but the best. And then on the LSU side, it's a big deal. Football is a big deal here, and the expectations, just like our program, are incredibly high, and I'm excited to see what direction we're going to go next. As far as our team, I don't usually look at that, you know, type of stuff. We will draw analogies, though, in their games sometimes, and talk about what can we learn from some of the things that happen on the field. And that's not a this year thing or a right now thing, you know, with all the, you know, I guess what you would call external noise or drama, but that's something common that we typically do. And, you know, I used as an example, we lost really tough games. The football team lost really tough games at Vanderbilt and at Ole Miss, and close games to really, really good teams. And something I often talk about is, you know, the ceiling of your season is going to be determined how you play in close games against the best teams. And so that was like a good example to point to. And so how does that translate to us, of really paying attention to detail and the things that we can control in the fundamentals of execution in those close games? And we practice a lot of situational baseball. It's kind of like the same thing they do in situational football. So I'll draw comparisons like that, but all the noise stuff, that doesn't really have anything to do with our program.
Jay, been hearing a lot of buzz about Omar Serna. What could you talk a little about him? And then what do you foresee right now John Pearson's role being on the team next year?
Yeah, as far as Omar, he's done a really good job of transitioning. He's incredibly talented. He's really strong, really physical. He hit home runs in both of the fall scrimmages. He's one of the first players. It's crazy, but this is how recruiting used to work. He committed to us like going into – or right at the beginning of his freshman year of high school, which was my first year here. And so he's been committed for a long time, one of the best, you know, players in the country in that class. You know, and he's transitioning well. There's certainly a learning curve. I always tell, I've probably even said this to you guys, that the biggest jump any baseball player will make in their life is from high school baseball to the top of college baseball or the SEC. And there's some of that he'll go through, no different than, you know, any freshman, you know, goes through. So I'm proud of him and his transition, and think he's going to be a great player for us here for the next few years. And then as far as John got off to a little bit of a slow start in the fall, but has picked it up recently. I don't think he got any hits the other day, but he smashed two balls into center and right center. And, you know, I think he is a really good hitter. He's improved defensively at third base. And so kind of a utility player in that infield mix. And, you know, we're kind of in an interesting spot. You know, obviously those key guys on that championship team, I see no reason why they're not going to be key players on this team. And then we have some real figuring out to do kind of with the back, I won't call it the back half, but the rest of what that lineup construction looks like and how to slot guys. I like to play a lot of guys, as you guys know, and kind of figuring out some of those sweet spots. And I definitely think John has a sweet spot and will contribute, but we're working to see if we can increase that even a little bit more.
Hey, Coach, 29 strikeouts this weekend just through those two nine-inning exhibition scrimmages, I guess. I mean, what has impressed you about not only the pitching staff, but it seems like the younger guys are completely just ahead of schedule?
Yeah, I think it was a really good day for our pitching staff. I think we gave up 3 runs in 18 innings, and they only scored in 2 of the 18 innings, which I love getting off the field. It's like using another football team. We were awesome on third down, you know, all day long the other day. And that was really good to see by the pitching staff. I thought strikes were at a premium. I think we didn't walk very many guys. We didn't hit very many guys. Made it hard on the opponent to have momentum. And a lot of guys contributing. I think that's the part that I like about it. This is a deep pitching staff. I feel like it has a really good identity. No surprise that Coach Yeske and Jamie Tutko are doing a great job with them, and really excited about how we're going to be able to piece it together. And just like I was talking about on the position player side, find real strong niches for guys. And I always like to have as many pitchers on the staff have great statistical seasons, not just because that means they're performing for the team, but it means we're using them right. And I think we're going to be able to do that this year.
Jay, thanks a lot for your time, man. We really appreciate it. If we don't talk to you until 2026, enjoy the holidays. Well-deserved mini break, I guess, if you do take breaks. I'm not sure if you do or not. You might be recruiting on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas, for all I know. But thanks for your time tonight.
All right, guys. Have a great night. Talk to you soon.
All right, LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson joining us. Let's take a break. More coming up from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes, and Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability,
nice,
making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your Super Chevy dealers today.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Tiger fans. Are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Let's go! Back to Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo along with Glenn Gilbo and Todd Horn. We started off the show, of course, talking about the news of the day, the lawsuit that's being filed by the legal team for Coach Brian Kelly as he is seeking every cent in his $54 million buyout that he believes that he should receive based on the contract that he signed with LSU. Todd made some very good points based on people that he has spoke to on why LSU is doing things a certain way and how they're handling this whole ordeal. And for those that didn't hear it, I would certainly go back and when we make this show available for podcast on YouTube, certainly go back and listen to it. But the question I wanted to ask you guys here in this segment is that the perception is that LSU signed a contract with Brian Kelly. The contract didn't work out, but they're now reneging on their contract, and they're not willing to pay the $54 million that Brian Kelly is owed. That is what is being sent out across the country. That is what potential head coaches for LSU are potentially seeing in headlines. They might not be clicking on the story. They might not be getting all the information, but they're seeing those headlines. How will this impact LSU's search for a new head coach? And before you answer that, here is a headline in the USA Today, in an article that was written earlier today. It was written by Blake Topmeyer. Only a band of idiots could screw up LSU football, introducing the buffoons on the bayou.
So you want us to respond to that?
Well, just respond to the fact of how much is this hurting or going to hurt LSU's chances in finding the coach that they want. Could Lane Kiffin say, you know what, I don't know. There's just too much of a mess down there.
Well, the only thing I can say to that is two things, actually. One, I would be a little more patient before you make your judgments as this plays out. And number two, Virg Ausberry's on the record as saying that the coaches he's talking to aren't the least bit fazed by any of this.
But you would expect him to say it. I understand
your point, Jeff, but here's how I look at it. If LSU was trying to hire an athletic director or if a president or something, I could see where those guys would be a little reluctant about coming in to LSU. But football coaches are different. I mean, they're in their own cave, you know, and I don't think that they're going to worry that much about it. It certainly doesn't help, you know, all the headlines and everything. It's not new. It's happened before, but it is happening more than ever right now. I don't think there's any question about it. But when a coach considers coming to LSU to be the head coach, I think the main thing they're still going to look at is the recruiting base, the salary. They're going to look at the buyout, especially now. They're going to want to know about the buyout. In the end, I don't think it's going to have a large impact. But it does hurt PR wise because LSU, regardless of what side you're on or who's right, they look stupid. Well, they really do.
Well, and LSU again tried to avoid this early on, just like Brian Kelly apparently wanted to. Neither side wanted it to go down this way in the beginning of the discussion. The other thing I wanted to say, Jeff, did you hear yesterday when Lane Kiffin was asked the question about what he thinks a certain university looks like that he would want to coach at? What's most attractive? And he said it used to be facilities, but now it's blah, blah, blah. And he basically described LSU.
I know. I know. But Lane could also be poking the bear too. He does everything with intention. He does everything with intention. And we'll see. We'll see where that goes from. But
tell you one thing he's doing with intention. He's intentionally not signing Ole Miss's $13.5 million incentive, upgrade to his contract right now. That's weighty.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. He's staying away from that. That's for sure. And I would imagine – but you don't see too many coaches sign a contract extension in the middle of the season.
Indiana did.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. All right. LSU does have another football game this Saturday. It's against Arkansas. Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat will join us. When we come back, we'll get a scouting report on the Razorbacks. And then when we come back, we'll talk a little hoops. And then we'll wrap the show up. So still a lot to get to here on Tiger Rag Radio. From the Super Chevy Dealer Studio, we'll be back after this.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious... With multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your Super Chevy dealers today.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. Brian Kelly is turning to the court system to force LSU to pay him his entire $54 million buyout. According to the lawsuit, LSU is telling Kelly he has not been formally terminated and that it will seek to fire him with cause. Wilson Alexander is covering the story for the Advocate newspaper and says according to Kelly's contract, LSU must inform him that he was fired for cause within 7 days after his firing.
And that's where LSU says, well, he hasn't been formally fired. So we could still do this for cause because we could have 7 days to then provide that notice.
The suspensions of seven UL Lafayette football players for their roles in Saturday's postgame brawl with Texas State players are not sitting well with Dave Schultz, the host of the Locked On Sun Belt podcast. Schultz notes that the Cajuns got the brunt of the suspensions, including senior safety Tyree Skipper, who was suspended for the rest of the season.
We need to find out what exactly happened because there's got to be a reason that Tyree Skipper is gone for the season.
LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stay informed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Another application period of the Louisiana Fortified Roof Grant Program opens tomorrow and will be open for 1 week. Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple made the announcement yesterday as he announced the installation of 10,000 fortified roofs in Louisiana. Temple says the procedure is the same as the previous one. It's a lottery, and if you had registered for a previous lottery, your registration is still active for this next drawing.
You don't have to be first in and first out to become an applicant for the grant.
The grant program is limited to those who live in the coastal zone as well as in Lake Charles, Sulphur, and Westlake. Representative Julie Emerson is inviting businesses to Louisiana looking to relocate from New York City in the wake of that city's mayoral election. The Karen Crow Republican says her post is intended primarily to promote Louisiana as a business-friendly state.
It's not really a shot to any other state, but hey, I'm a representative in Louisiana and I love my home state and I want to continue to get more job opportunities here for our people.
Follow us on X at LA Radio Network.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stay informed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
And we're back with Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Hey, we're back here on Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealers Studio. Joining us now, our good friend from north of the border, Tom Murphy, who is the sports reporter for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. As he joins us now to give us a scouting report on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Tom, thanks a lot for spending a few minutes with myself and the editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Glenn Gilbo. How you doing today?
I'm great, man. You know, I always enjoy it, but I do need to know some ground rules. Is this R-rated or PG-13, or where can we go with this?
It's been an R-rated season in Fayetteville, hasn't it? So maybe that's where we go.
And in Baton Rouge. this is not a preview of a playoff game, I would say.
No.
So what's going on in Hogville, Murph?
well, they're coming off the bye week, and of all the losses they've had, and there's been a series of close ones, you know, 3 points at Tennessee, good game. 6 points at Ole Miss when they're driving late. The Memphis is a big head-scratcher, but the worst one probably was last game against Mississippi State, a game they could have and should have won, and they had 18 penalties for 193 yards, the school records. It was one thing after the other. The Razorbacks have entered this territory, even with Bobby Petrino at the helm, of what's going to happen late in the game, what's going to happen next that's going to prevent us from winning this game. And it's hard to shake that mindset, I think, and here they are now with a 7-game losing streak heading into Baton Rouge.
Why has this defense been so bad?
You know, I think, so under Sam Pittman, they've done pretty well in the portal. They've hit on players that could help them. But this year, their portal acquisitions have not panned out. It's been like undersized D linemen. They didn't get any D tackles that could really help them. And they're thin on the D line. The safeties are okay, but they're not great. You know, they make tackles, but they make tackles in the defensive backfield. And they haven't broken up a ton of passes or have interceptions. And so I just think from a personnel standpoint, Travis Williams and a lot of the coaches who are no longer with them just did not do a great job recruiting portal talent, and it's really hurt them this season.
LSU has been susceptible to the running quarterback going back to last season. They've given up horrendous amounts of yards here and there. How good is Talen Green? A lot of people here fear that he's probably the best running quarterback LSU has played probably since maybe in 2 years. How good is he, and how dangerous can the Arkansas offense be?
Well, at full health, he's a great running quarterback. But he banged knees in the Texas A&M game a few weeks back, and he wasn't 100% the ensuing week, and that limited his running against Auburn. And then on the last play of the game against Mississippi, he ran better against Mississippi State, but then he got slung down on the last play of the game, the disastrous intentional grounding play. We think he's fine. Him at his best health is a very good running quarterback, and they have a dangerous ground game, and they're number 8 in the country in total offense. So if these are vulnerabilities for LSU, Arkansas will try to exploit them with a healthy Talen Green. Mike Washington has been a fantastic running back, and their O-line has not been the source of their problems. They've actually played pretty well, and they get two guys back allegedly this week in Caden Kittler, the center, and Imarian Harris, the right tackle. So them at full strength, I think it's strength on strength, Arkansas offense versus an LSU defense, and then the horrendous Arkansas defense taking on what has been a struggling LSU offense.
Tom, Talen Green, though, has been so impressive. I mean, he's really the only guy that's lifted this team up, given them a chance to win somebody.
To start the season, he had like 9 touchdown passes or something in the first 2 games, maybe 10, and he was up there among the leaders in the country. But, you know, he had SEC defenses, and his decision-making, if there's criticism about him, it's the speed of his decision-making and taking maybe a few risks. And then his reads on the RPO game, early in the year they were good, but lately they haven't been as good. And there's been plays where if he had given it, it looked like a huge hole, but he didn't, and he kept it, and he got tackled for loss, things like that. But he's a phenomenal talent. I think he's patterned his game somewhat after Jaden Daniels, because I know he used some of the virtual reality stuff that Jaden Daniels has used as a commander. But I think Mike Washington has been an integral part of their – he's got 800-something rushing yards, second or third in the conference. And their tight ends, wait till you see these guys. Every game they've made explosive plays. Rohan Jones, they just don't get him enough touches. But he's averaging 30-something yards a catch on 12 receptions. They've even run him on some tight ends and H-back arounds and things like that. So they have offensive weapons. It's just they've turned the ball over – in late in games, it cost them against Ole Miss and Memphis. And then they had the penalty insurrection last week or against Mississippi State that really cost them. I mean, they're a quality team. As Frank Wilson said that yesterday, they could easily have 2 or 3 more wins. They just don't.
Well, Murph, speaking of virtual reality, where is the mindset of the Arkansas fan base with regard to this road LSU game? You think there's going to be a lot of people here, or are they kind of mailing it in now, or where is the fan base right now?
Yeah, the nucleus of parents and close supporters and all that who probably, you know, do things to enjoy their trip to Baton Rouge, they'll be there, and I don't know in how many numbers, but there'll be a solid block of fans there. In their minds, I think they've turned their attentions more to the what's happening with the coaching search, and then with the basketball team for John Calipari in season two, they've got great talent, and so it's understandable. You know, all right, this is a lost season of football; they're not going to be bowl eligible, so we're going to pay attention on the coaching search and men's basketball, and rightfully so.
Who seems to be the favorite to be the next head football coach at Arkansas?
Well, there's a lot of speculation. I mean, that, you know, Jimmy Sexton, the super agent, is going to play his clients and try to play the string on, you know, James Franklin and what's happening with Lane Kiffin and all that. So I think James Franklin would be a strong hire for the Razorbacks if they could get there. You know, there's other candidates. I'm not going to go into the whole spate, but, you know, some names like P.J. Fleck and, you know, Alex Golish, Ryan Silverfield at Memphis are all, I think, potential guys.
I guess people are moving on from Bobby Petrino after this, right?
I think there's a sliver of fans who, had they won, say they had upset Tennessee, or they had won two of that, out of these three games in their homestand, which was A&M, Auburn, Mississippi State. They won two of those. He'd probably have a stronger wave of support. But you've got to win games to show it. And the likelihood of winning one or two of the remaining games against LSU, Texas, and Missouri, is just not strong. And so I think it's waning. But had they won, I think there would have been fans who said, look, give Bobby Petrino the keys of the offense, find a solution, get more players and a coach that knows the schemes and who can recruit on defense, and you might have a formula for some better wins next year. But I think the odds of that happening are disappearing.
Well, Murph, James Franklin, that's an intriguing possibility. How do you think he would fit or work at Arkansas? And do you think he's interested? Do you think he's interested?
Well, I'm not sure about his interest. Not strong ties at all, but his program building at Vanderbilt is on record. And the fact that he had Penn State so close, you know, was there some loss in the locker room after last season? I'm not sure. With NIL and all that kind of revenue sharing coming in, I'm not sure what happened at Penn State. But the guy can coach, and I saw it up close and personal in several games, including a game they should have won in 2011, Arkansas's greatest season in many years. They had a chance to beat Arkansas in that game, and then in the Outback Bowl when at Vanderbilt. And so I'm not sure. I think he'd be a strong hire, but whether or not he has a connection here or would want to take this challenge on is the next question.
Tom Murphy, sports reporter for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Thanks a lot for joining us tonight.
See you guys, Tom. This weekend. Later.
All right, Tom Murphy. We'll take a break. More from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. This is Tiger Rag Radio.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
We now return to Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn and Glenn Gilbo inside the Super Chevy Dealers Studio as Tiger Rag rolls on. All right, we finally made it to the point, guys, where we talk a little men's basketball. The Tigers pummeled UNO last night, and they are off to a 2-0 start, and they've got a I don't know how good Florida International is, but we'll find out on Thursday night. So at least a team from a conference that is a mid-major conference, a maybe upper mid-major conference, best way to put it. But your guys' thoughts on what we've seen here over the first two games from Matt McMahon's squad?
Well, yes, the schedule is not good. UNO was probably a decent team, but I got to tell you, they look good. You know, I mean, sometimes it doesn't matter who a team's playing. You know, you can tell if a guy can shoot and how he sees the floor and just how he plays. And Deedon Thomas Jr., the junior point guard transfer from UNLV, is the real deal, man. I mean, he sees stuff before it's happening, before you notice it, you know, and he finds the open man. And John Brady keeps talking on the radio about how good he is on defense. He can shoot, too. Really impressed with Max McKinnon, the shooting guard. And the key thing, Todd, he's not even starting Jalen Reed. Jalen Reed's been coming off the bench. You know, they got Pablo Tamba and Markel Sutton at forward. Markel Sutton the other night against UNO, 15 rebounds. I'm sorry, 11. No, yeah, right. 15 rebounds, 15 points, and 4 of 8 three-pointers. And that's a forward. you know, maybe Jalen, they're bringing him along slow because he's coming off the injury. But that shows you got a little depth if you can play without starting Jalen Reed.
Yeah, and the thing about Jalen Reed, even though he's not starting right now, he probably will be starting by the time they get to the SEC schedule for sure, I would think. But, you know, originally he wasn't going to be back until mid-December.
Right.
And now he's playing. And he's playing regular minutes and looking good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the thing about the UNO game, UNO was really impressive when they beat TCU on the road.
They were.
And, you know, they were up by 21 points late in the second half against TCU on the road. So even though they were overmatched against LSU, especially on the inside, and Deedon Thomas is – Thomas?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So DJ is what I always refer to him as. Yeah, like you said, he's proving to be the real deal. And the other impressive thing for me about this team, Jeff, is that they're getting a lot of depth that are getting action right now. I mean, I think they have like 11 players that are averaging in double digit minutes in a game, and that's good at this time. Now the schedule is going to heat up before the SEC schedule. They're going to play. In November 29th, either Georgia Tech or DePaul, depending upon how that tournament breaks down, either one of those teams will be a good matchup. The Boston College is nothing, but then December 7th, I think Texas Tech is number 11 right now, and they'll be playing at Texas Tech. And then they, of course, Jeff, you mentioned it earlier, SMU, a rematch, and that'll be in the New Orleans Smoothie King Center right after the women's game against
Glenn and I are going to have to tag team that
Louisiana
one.
Play Tech. Louisiana Tech,
right,
yeah.
Right. Glenn yeah. and I, y'all are going
to
tag team.
We're going to have to tag team that one.
That'll be fun.
We'll see about that. You might cover both of them, but we'll see.
Wow.
But when you look at the schedule, that SMU game, that's really it as far as competition. And they finish with Southeastern Louisiana, Prairie View, and Southern Miss before opening the SEC against Texas A&M on January 3rd.
Well, there's two things that you can notice about a team, regardless of who they're playing. If they can shoot, and this team can shoot a little bit, okay?
Well, they shot 71%.
Yeah, they already broke the school record for a shooting percentage. That was against Tarleton State, which I thought was a cigarette company. But
but to that point, I mean, you know, you can say, well, that's not a, you know, maybe they're a cigarette company or whatever, and that's not great competition. But you shooting 71%.
Yeah, really.
With no one out there.
That's good in intramurals. Yeah, yeah. It's like 72%. They broke the record of when LSU beat Clemson in December of Pete Maravich's senior year. And he had like 49 in that game. So that was an amazing stat. But and they also have, I mean, because of Jalen Reed, they got a true beefy guy inside, and they got a couple others. So they're gonna be better than last year. It would be hard to be worse than last year, but they look like a decent team to me.
So you know, Brady said on the telecast the other night they look like an SEC team.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, with Nwoko inside, the transfer from Mississippi State.
Nwoko's had a career high 23 points the other night. He was not a great player at Mississippi State, but he's looked good. They have a chance. I think they have a chance to be in that 8-win area in the SEC.
I would like to point out that the Tarleton State hate. Hold on. Billy Gillespie, that the head coach over there.
Gillespie. Right.
Gillespie.
Gillespie, yeah.
Sorry.
Gillespie.
He's a great coach. So he's had stints at Kentucky and Texas A&M. I would just like to point that out. They're not as bad as a lot of people make them out to be. Just be on the lookout.
Actually, Brady beat him when he was at Texas A&M in the NCAA tournament when they went to the Final Four. Daryl Mitchell hit the game winner.
All right, that's our basketball talk, guys. We'll see. We'll circle back to these guys. I do hope it's a good season. And I give them credit for trying to go out and schedule. I think playing the likes of Texas Tech, SMU, I think those are some nice games. So, and we'll see what happens Thursday. And they were certainly, a lot of people, they were, I think it probably helped. I bet you Matt McMahon was glad UNO beat TCU because that made this team really focus in and prepare for UNO, and they took care of business. And they got out to a huge lead. And it wasn't.
It was over.
The game was over. And, yeah. And that's a good sign from this team as they try to make their way through it. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap the show up here from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Chevy Trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy Trucks are right there with you. See your Super Chevy dealers today.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
All right, back here on Tiger Rag Radio, we got one more segment to go from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. LSU, Arkansas, Saturday at 11:45. What do you guys anticipate happening? Todd, I think you alluded to it earlier in the show. I think we're all anticipating a high-scoring game, right?
We're just talking about it off the air, and I think that you're going to see a lot of points scored. My question is, can LSU keep up?
Yeah. If there's a time for them to get over 25 points against an FBS opponent, this would be it.
Yeah, I mean, I think both teams could score in the 30s. You know, it could be an exciting game. You know, you see this sometimes, you know, two teams going nowhere. And I mean, could you imagine three overtimes or something like that? I mean, I think both teams, Talen Green's a great quarterback. I think, Nussmeier, if he plays, I mean, they might actually have some success against Arkansas secondary. You know, maybe some of the other receivers who haven't done much this year could have actually a good game. They'll probably be able to run the ball. It could be a fun game to watch, and at least it's a day game, so it'll be over with early.
So what's the over what's the over under on the crowd size at Tiger Stadium?
Oh man,
ooh.
Could look like that UCLA game last year.
80,000 on the dot.
80,000. I don't know.
It's gonna be a nice day to go to a game. It's gonna be nice weather. Yeah. You know, it's early in the day. You can still go to dinner after the game, but
then it might actually help that it is 11:45 opposed to 11. Those 45 minutes kind of do matter a little bit.
Explain that one.
I'm just saying, for some, you know,
for the LSU fan, they're not used to getting out there. I guess that's not bad.
Hey, yeah, is it an important game? Though there's nothing to leverage,
because
here?
we'll never remember that unless like Harlan Berry goes for 250 or something, right?
Well, what about the
go back to the Florida LSU game in 2020 when Kayshon Booty and was it Max Johnson?
Max Johnson, yeah,
that was the Tyron Davis Price game, right?
Well, no, that was in 2021. No. But the only reason why you remember that game is because of Tyron Davis Price, and it was the last game Ed Orgeron coached. But that 2020 game when Booty broke the single-game receiving record or whatever it was, I mean, that's the only reason why you remember that game. It was Ole Miss.
Right,
Florida was the game where the guy threw the shoe.
Yeah.
But the Ole Miss game that year, both teams going nowhere, and LSU – you remember it because of Kayshon Booty. Like I said earlier in the show, you would just wish you could just fast forward to December.
Well,
because there's not much that you're going to gain. The only things that I want to see, I want to see Harlan Berry. I want to see if this dude, and I guess you could throw Caden Durham in there as well, but I want to see if these two guys are legitimate SEC running backs you can count on. That, to me, is like literally the only thing that you can really – that I can grab onto as far as these final three games.
Well, what about the fact that LSU's still facing a potential losing season right now? They're not going to beat Oklahoma.
I don't think they'll beat Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky
might be able to beat Arkansas. You know, Western Kentucky's a pretty good team. I mean, they could lose their next three games. They really could.
To me, it doesn't matter. As soon as that head coach, the new head coach, lands at Baton Rouge Metro Airport, you hit the reset button, and whatever happened this year just goes away.
Hey, the betting odds right now say that new head coach is going to be Nick Saban.
I don't understand that. I don't understand how that's possible. But anyways, hey, guys, good show.
Not going to be Nick.
Let's do it again next Tuesday. Let's see what lawsuit we'll talk about next week here on Tiger Rag Radio. For the latest in LSU sports, check out TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag is everywhere. Online at TigerRag.com. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TigerRag Magazine. Or follow us on Twitter at Tiger_Rag.